teni rinpoche ti shetana la shu lobcho nang dinde che loka sheke che la teni keshe haramge tamcha te ani chulu rime ke nang la ta chulu shenpo shi ke nang la ende che keshe haramge tamcha shane teni chulu rime ke tamcha dite choba jane choba choy de chamba la ani rinpoche ke tamcha pen mese yabo chungne ani didu ka la kyao rinpoche ya shu ore se tali lama ya An dudu kala tangu tulgu sene ani dhala ya teni de chulu rungme la ya keta chambo shivji chare rinpoche pe misi tamja abo chane kere keshe ke haram tangjo ya abo teni pe mi mi tsama hale kwa ki dhiri chene ani kong dhiri chene chare
Tangu rinpoche continued with the course of study and training in that environment, the environment of the newly established monastic college in the refugee camp at Baksa. And after a number of years, at one point, he participated in a major event in which he had the opportunity to defend a position in formal debate in front of a huge audience of monastics belonging to the four major schools of Himalayan Buddhism. And because of his most extraordinary paramount performance in defending his position in debate and thus proving the validity of his understanding of his training and so forth, he was awarded the title of Geshe Haramba, a title that indicates the very highest scholastic achievement. And this was a most exceptional accomplishment because it took place in the midst of an all-encompassing gathering that included representatives of all of these major schools of Buddhist training and practice. And therefore, it was a title awarded not only from the standpoint of a specific tradition or school, but rather it was equally recognized among all the different schools. As well, His Holiness the Dalai Lama conferred a special title of recognition and honor upon Trungpa Rinpoche in connection with that occasion. And Trungpa Rinpoche thereafter became very famous for having achieved something so utterly unique and extraordinary. There are some teachers who are especially proficient in the systems of mantra. There are some teachers who are especially expert in the systems of sutra. Trungpa Rinpoche was a total master in both regards. He was utterly proficient both in the systems of mantra as well as in the sutra-based systems. He was, in fact, equally learned and accomplished to such a degree that we can safely say that nobody else in the entire Himalayan region possessed his consummate degree of total mastery and proficiency in all systems of knowledge, as well as in the accomplishment of the teachings that he had trained in.
Ani di chela ani chawang kama ba ribu torje ki ang rumdi la komba shang komba la sheta shang ani sheta na la komba la ani ngarazu kaju ki trugu chasang ruru ta ni sheta tu chen di na la ani chawa ya se shi ta ani di na shing chawa ya chen sutu rumbu che chazar rumbu che changmu rumbu che shamar rumbu che di na che ponlo nyembar rumbu che karwan che trugu ta mangbu yores Dizu chaza la rinpoche ki longu kiri la tata ani ngaranzu kajubi ki shuki kyubate ki shungi kyubate chaza rauji kyubagi mache bache samata uje konzula pyutu bandele chungyo res.
subsequently, His Holiness the 16th Dalai Lama, Rangjung Rigpa Dorje, established his seat in exile at Drumtek, and along with the monastery, there was subsequently established a college of higher Buddhist studies. Trungpa Rinpoche and all of the other eminent reincarnate or emanated masters of the Gaudiya tradition were all in residence at the college at Rumtek. And so they were all there at the same time, learning and engaging in their activities together. So the fathers and sons of the lineage, the most eminent teachers of the Gaudiya tradition, including the four principal heart sons or regents, Sutta Rinpoche, Gyaltsap Rinpoche, Jamgon Rinpoche, Shama Rinpoche, as well as Punlop Rinpoche, Sangyin Yama Rinpoche, and others, were all present and studying there at the same time. And all of them received the pure and unbroken transmission of all the teachings and practices transmitted through the Gaudiya tradition over the centuries. And Trungpa Rinpoche was the one individual in particular who was like the bridge or connecting factor in ensuring that all of those transmissions of the different teachings and practices of the Gaudiya continued unbroken by way of his dissemination among the key figures of the Gaudiya lineage who were present at that time.
Tene nga rāzo nīngmā tāng kāchū kī chū kī gyūpa tāwu tē, mī pāng kī chū kī tāwu sī lūng chūn tāwu chī kī ndin rē chī nē, tī sī kī yō rē sī, ndin tū sāma ʻūma, hāni xēn tōng kī tāwa lā dzīng kī yō rē sī, hāni sā chā tā kē lū pī nē ʻūma rāng tōng kī tāwa lā dzī, kō rāzo kā kā kī chū chū tī gyūpa kā kā tāwu yā wā chī kī rē sī. Tēn rē nē tāng bā lā nga rāzo mī chū tō chī kī kā pā lā, lā mā kā mā pā mī chū tō chī sī, pē kē pā mā kō chī nē mī chū tō chī kī tsē mā tāng, mī chū tō chī ʻūma tā chū chū tē mā mā tsō mē rē sā tē tsū tsā tāng kī wāng lūng lūng kī kyu bā chē mā chē bā tē tā tā ngā rāng tsū kā kyu bā kia wā yāp sēn tē tsū inā rē tē kā nā chū sū inā mī tōng lā chū shū yā tā pō wā kāng nī kyu bā tē mā chē bā nī lūng tē mā chē bā mē yā shē tē sū yī kā tē nā tē nē chū yō rē sā nā nā nī tsō tē kia wāng kā mā bā rī bī tō shē kī shē rā tsū nī bā tē rīmbu chī kī tā lop chōng nā wā lā kā tē nā tē nē ngā rāng tsū kā kyu bā tē nī nyamjā māṭhāvā kyūpa ṭhīrī chīnē sūṋṭhāyā pē mēsīkī kālvā sāṁba chūṋyō rēs.
Trungpa Rinpoche's body of knowledge can be described as subsuming the entirety of the Gaudiya tradition as well as transmissions that come from the Nyingma school and also transmissions that find their source in Mipham Rinpoche. He had all of these transmissions and possessed them in undiminished form. And it was because of him that they were passed on to all of the eminent teachers who were present at the monastery at that time, at Rumtek. As well, in terms of Madhyamaka, or the middle way perspective, we make a general distinction between the extrinsic emptiness school, or Jindong, and the intrinsic emptiness perspective, or Rangdong. The extrinsic emptiness way of interpreting middle way thought is special for the Gaudiya school, and a special transmission of the extrinsic emptiness view belongs to Trungpa Rinpoche and comes to us by way of him and the other teachers that he passed it on to. By contrast, the intrinsic emptiness way of interpreting middle way thought or view is characteristic of other schools such as Sakya and Gelu. So in that way, the extrinsic emptiness perspective is one of the unique features of the Gaudiya tradition, and that was preserved by way of transmission through Trungpa Rinpoche. In brief, there are two factors we can say that ensured that all of these transmissions of the Gaudiya and Nyingma Nyepam Rinpoche's transmissions and the special extrinsic emptiness transmission, all of these were preserved intact and undiminished, come down to two factors. One was the 16th Karmapa's establishment of his seat at Rumtek, and the second was Trungpa Rinpoche and his efforts to preserve the continuity of these transmissions without corruption or breakage.
Ani Rinpoche ki da chi Khurang ki tsawa lama ni mandawa chubtun dang tangu ni dungi lama dene kiawanga mamba rigbi tochar Khurang re sene dende dene sungyo re se Rinpoche nam.
In Rinpoche's account of his life, or in the account of Rinpoche's life, 17 different teachers were identified. And of them, in particular, he identifies the 16th Gyalong Karmapa, Rangchung Rigpe Dorji, as his principal or root guru. By the time of the early 1970s, Chögyam Trungpa Rinpoche had come to the Western world and begun disseminating Buddhist teachings. And at one point, the 16th Karmapa was at Rumtek, and so was Trungpa Rinpoche, and they were together at one moment. And the Karmapa prophetically indicated to Trungpa Rinpoche directly that in the future you will be the one to bring the teachings of Mahamudra or Great Seal to the Western world. And in that way, the Gyalong Karmapa prophesied the future activity that would be special or unique to Trungpa Rinpoche. And ever since that time, that occasion on which the Karmapa himself put that prophecy into writing and sealed it officially, Trungpa Rinpoche has, from one year to the next, demonstrated the capacity to completely live up to the command of his guru and to fulfill that prophecy by way of traveling extensively throughout the Western world, here in the United States and elsewhere, on an annual basis, to bring the authentic teachings of Mahamudra to students in the Western world.
Pebi kabla ani kyawanga maba te dharamsala la pene shaba tyun mandowa la ani kachu ki lama chazang janen kyawar mujo tsuyo jebe ne kyawaka maba ge kuyun sendang ge kor la dene chondi chenpo ji tso re ani didu gang la rinpoche an dharamsala ni pe shio se ne dene ki invitation le di zamba la ani rinpoche ma tanda kyaha la pe re se ani didu gang la ngaya rinpoche shabjin dene yo yo se Didi Pedi Tambala, and in Dharamsala, and in Kyawarimbuchi, Simjun Nala, and in Takaju Lama Tamada, Kyawarimbuchi, and the Tundi Tone, and Mamba and Yawankama Bakuchin Chutumbagi, Kujun Kuyun Sendang Dang, Walung Menga, the Niki, Sendang Kola, Tundi Tundi Tambala, and in Kyawarimbuchi Rangi, Tekar and Zibutune, Kapchi Changurimbuchi. 인지 민지 경험 감아바기 용진 난고 그래 전들의 가능 좀 한 뒤뒤가라 아니 름부치 오늘 전에 라마 셴바다 오지나다 라마 셴보 민셴보지 라마 저거 뒤가라 고저 배 가는 데네 전에 다치기 라마 차들은 데네 용그래스 한 겨우는 무친 데네 가능나야 아니 당으로 무지 당함이 로 공로 야레 로야 셴보레 마이 투구 말에 나 제투구 매서 데네 송송 이나야 한 겨우는 무지인지 이제 케난 거래 선데네 까마다 가다난데 가라 한 겨우는 무지 간다오지 나 당으로 무지 맞으란데 전에 한 겨운 까마바 용진데네 전에 꽤 나오레스
And then going forward with the subsequent events of Thangpa Rinpoche's life, if we were to really go into great detail, we certainly could. But to skip ahead, if we come to the year 2000, this was the time when the current 17th Gyawang Garmapa made his escape from Tibet to India and came into exile. About a week after the 17th Garmapa came into exile in Dharamsala in India, His Holiness the Dalai Lama decided that an official conference or convocation of all the representatives of the Gyaju schools would have to be convened there. And included amongst the invitees was Thangpa Rinpoche. So Thangpa Rinpoche came to India, came to Dharamsala for this special Gyaju conference centered around the arrival of the newly exiled 17th Garmapa. Now, His Holiness the Dalai Lama was fully aware of the extraordinary accomplishments of Thangpa Rinpoche and the unique and prodigious knowledge and transmissions that he was the holder of. And so, during a private gathering in the Dalai Lama's own chambers, the Dalai Lama said to Thangpa Rinpoche, because of your unique stature and authority, and because you are the holder of so many crucial empowerments, transmissions, and special instructions, you must be the one to transmit all of these to the 17th Garmapa, or Jinchen Li Dorji. And moreover, you are the one who should be his official tutor to oversee all aspects of his training in his youth. Now, most lamas, most teachers would be thrilled to have such an opportunity, mm-hmm. to have this kind of personal injunction coming from His Holiness the Dalai Lama, being told that you're the one who should be the teacher to His Holiness the Gyawang Garmapa. By contrast to that kind of typical reaction, Thangpa Rinpoche displayed the utmost modesty and humility, saying, I know what you're saying, but there's no way I can do this. For one, I'm far too old, and I just can't do it. I can't do all of that for His Holiness the Garmapa. Nevertheless, in spite of his reluctance to accept this position, at His Holiness the Dalai Lama's insistence, he did, and in that way, Thangpa Rinpoche was officially appointed as the tutor for the young 17th Gyawang Garmapa.
Ani di chala ani Gyawang Garmapa la ani ngaran chugi ka chugi ta cha jeng ko ni na ani cha jeng ngen den kya to lo chong ani di na sheng gyu ngo ni na durwa nzu oman de cha da ta ke cheri cheri ta ma rum chen daram sala lo re re lang ma ta wa tu 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 shu ne cha da ja wo je ani kon ju la ani de kya wang ka ma ba ku yun pul to ba chung yo re
su ne den chan so ta ne
cha jin ko ni na cha che wa na na ngen den kya zo da din na xin cha jin ma ngo pu yo re da che wa na na
So once they began with the official course of study and training, Thangpa Rinpoche was the one to impart all of the teaching and explanation and guidance that the 17th Garmapa needed to receive, and they would conduct this in 6-month intervals while in residence at Dharamsala. So in that way, the Garmapa undertook the comprehensive study of all the different materials related to the Mahamudra doctrines, including major texts such as the Ocean of the Definitive Meaning, as well as the general subjects of study, such as the Middle Way or Madhyamaka, the Treasury of Abhidharma or Phenomenology, the Prajnaparamita discourses or the Transcendent Perfection of Insight, Brahmana or Valid Knowledge, as well as others. All of this the Jalankarmapa received in its entirety under the guidance and direction of Trungpa Rinpoche.
Tene dandi nanshenge ene Rinpoche ge ngaranzo Trungpa Gompa la ta ani ge gompa, trawa ge gompa ani ta kyaranzo chicha ge rongwa ma tene ene diga nanshenge ta trawa ge gompa ene sheta trupa ngene mambo kasa kala tsu yores.
As far as the different monasteries and dharma centers that fall under the auspices of Trungpa worldwide, there are so many different centers that have been established all over the world now. We have different monasteries that bear the name Trungpa. We have nunneries. We have colleges of higher Buddhist learning. Many different establishments have all been created in so many different locations in dependence upon the kindness and support of so many of you Westerners. And not only that, not only have these places been established, but moreover, as to the quality of the learning and the process of education that actually takes place in these monasteries and schools, it is of the first rank. It is of totally pure and authentic quality. For instance, in support of that claim, every year in Dharamsala, there is a conference related to the Vinaya, the Buddhist teachings on monastic discipline. And this involves significant discussion and debate. And every year, there is one bhikshu, or fully renunciate monk, named Tsering. And he's become very well known for his thorough command of all the particulars of monastic discipline, his capacity to respond correctly to any question that anyone might ask pertaining to how the Buddha presented the monastic way of life. And so when people ask, where did you do your training? You know, when they ask this monk, Tsering, they learn that he trained in Trungpa Rinpoche's monasteries.
Tene diga nanshenge ya trawaji tanda rumba ngaranzu gomba peyu gomba ne trawaji la sangbo sangan trawaji yores. Ti trawade ane tiring gajan lumbi
sangbo.
Sa mingde sangbo, acharya sangbo la gare.
Acharya sangbo.
Ani ko teni di tanda peyu ki shungi ki nangbi shungi lumbini development sini shungi lega ki jana sakete ra lega thobyo re. Ani ko shungi micha yo re. Ko ki ani za nima tapa teni sa lakpa ki kongda de Nepal ki TV nangla ani chuzo cheka nangba ki kto ni chuzi Nepali ki do ni chuzi nga di niri chago re.
Uh, Another young monastic who has really done something very significant with his life and who's trained in Trangu Rinpoche's centers is a Tibetan monk named Sangbo. And back in Nepal, he has been awarded with the position of directorship of an organization called the Lumbini Development Organization. And this is in connection with Nepali government. And, you know, Lumbini is the place where the Buddha Shakyamuni was born. So this monk Sangbo, who has achieved this very significant and auspicious position of leadership, has also secured a weekly television broadcast program every Wednesday night in Nepal that presents, you know, updates on what's going on in the Buddhist world in Nepal, and all of this is in Nepalese language. But he too is someone else who undertook all of his training from a young age in Trangu Rinpoche's monasteries.
Tomodi ane lopra tsangme nangne tene angi thangbo thokengi lopthuk di pumuchik
pumuchik ra chidang lota wa ngaran du pumun dine chungge ro chamda la rimu kani chamda ne ke chada kane dina pebi lopra chama jin tendu che gor tene ng lota wa lochik la lota wa da jin ngaran du pu chang chang le gor thoy gor
Also, Trungpa Rinpoche has established Shri Mangaldvip, which is a school for Himalayan children to give them the opportunity to get an education. And every year there are contests related to different areas of academic study and performance. Some of these competitions center around language or linguistics. Others are artistic in their orientation. There's a young female student who came up through Rinpoche school who has demonstrated total excellence in these competitions, where she takes first place in competition with other schools. And this is what we're seeing every year. So that and all of these wonderful activities that take place at all of the different centers and monasteries and schools that have been established under the auspices of Trungpa Rinpoche's guidance and vision have come about through the gathering of so many different necessary conditions and contributing factors. All of the monasteries and schools and Dharma centers and the personal excellence that different students demonstrate in their own achievements. All of this is a manifestation of the cooperation and participation and contributions of countless individuals, students all over the world like yourselves, as well as the extraordinary kindness and compassionate wisdom of Trungpa Rinpoche himself.
Narangi kang tutu, kanshe shi shuins, kenabaya, rumbushe tirin, kajata tamadere, rumbushe de languis. Ta kuzu pe matoya toot, muse de pe, kurisong dus, and then Naranyam yung, rumbushe, winshe, but then de la tenes, tendin de sambala, 아니 이담기라 샬캬자와당 소소비 자빌라마데 차치 제마다 디페인식을 했었는데 미판나라 마모송을 했었는데 근데 담은 참망 하나도 드려 아니 배 차라는 뭐지 남달은 늘린 채와 중간에 배가오 중송스
So I don't have time to say much more in great detail about the wonderful life of Trungpa Rinpoche, but I can assure you that I've shared with you genuine knowledge that I've gained through my own experience about his most extraordinary life. Even if he is not physically present here, I can assure you beyond all doubt that his wisdom mind is continuously present here, no matter what. In consideration of the fact that, as it is taught, your primary teacher, your root teacher, is an incomparable focus for you to concentrate your efforts and to train your mind, if we regard him in that way, then there is tremendous benefit and value in doing so. And therefore, in reflecting upon that, I would like to again express to you that it has been a real honor and a pleasure to have this opportunity today to discuss and share about the life of Trungpa Rinpoche.
Tani ngay sambalan kashi le ngale nyinga Rinpoche loma dende yukyore yasi kiranzo ya tisishoy na yagwada usitetije.
I know that some of you students here have been students of Trungpa Rinpoche longer than me and probably have something more to share about his life. So, if you do have any such stories or accounts that you might like to share with everyone else right now, I'd be delighted to hear.
I think it took me... I felt very fortunate to have met Trungpa Rinpoche, and he started coming to Maine, I believe, in 1995. And at first, I think I feel like I was quite dense about the whole thing, and didn't really get the power and the accomplishment of Rinpoche. And in a way, it's been good. It took me a while. Of him coming to Maine and receiving teachings and practicing, as the years have gone on, I realize other people sort of get it more quickly than I do. But as the years have gone on, I've just been felt so fortunate and really sense more and more how unusual and wonderful a teacher he is, and how tremendous good fortune of being connected with him. So for me it took the devotion and sort of the feeling of really sort of knowing how lucky I really was took some years, but as the years go by I feel more and more lucky and fortunate. And I guess I would ask Lama Pema a question. It seems certain that I have a karmic, we all have a karmic connection with Trungpa Rinpoche. So is it that we would have been Buddhists in another life and were students of his in another life or some other form? I think that in some cases, those who are students of Trungpa Rinpoche now
are experiencing the results of having previously established a connection with him in a former existence, as you said. But I think in other cases, some people may simply be enjoying a newly established connection that originates in this life.
Yani ta kewa chima kawala kewa lang mala khama jene ta na ngaran du lyu la ta sa sung yo res ta kewa chima rimbo che gen de sa ba ya bo ji kewa lang che tum na da san ge kom ma tho ya na ma tum na rimbo che de sa ba ya bo ji kewa lang na ta na chorang le la ra le res chorang mulam ja da nyam de mulam ja ra le res
as they say what happens to us in our next lifetime is something that we can infer by looking at our current physical existence. That means that, given that we may be students of Trungpa Rinpoche now, if our intention is to continue to have the opportunity and good fortune to be his students in the future, such as in our next lifetime, even if we should not achieve the consummate state of perfect awakening or Buddhahood, we can ensure that we do have that opportunity in our future states of existence based upon the consideration of the quality of our actions or karma now in this lifetime and the quality of the aspirations we make towards the fulfillment of what we hope for.
Thank you.
Do you have any question about Rinpoche?
I just want to relate just a little short story about karma. Jackie and I were interested in Buddhism, and so we got the Yellow Pages and found a sangha through the Yellow Pages, and we didn't know anything about it, and we just came by finding it in the Yellow Pages.
What I felt about Rinpoche is not so much the knowledge that he imparts, it's the feeling that I had just sitting in his presence. And I just felt, I just felt so peaceful, and it's just the complete feeling that you get when you just sit with him. So I know he's a wise and very intelligent man, but it's also just the connection that I felt just being here.
Tani ta tsama la da tyo me na ngar che na ma tsama la ne rumbu che ku par sa war re phu gi ins ne rumbu che ta da ku zu te dang nga la os Tani ta tsama la da tyo me na ngar che na ma tsama la ne rumbu che ku par sa war re phu gi ins ne rumbu che ta da ku zu te dang nga la ani peyu la shudu san da wona ngar mo jila kamen shuins san na tari tun la mo jha hong la pe ar do s
la ta ta mo ji peyu la
o peyu la shu te ban da hong da ra she wa chung so po ku zu te ore do ani ni ma ka she che la ni tari tun de hong la pe ar do s
mo ji hong la pe ar So if there are no more questions, then I'd like to take this opportunity to give each of you a new photograph, an image of Trungpa Rinpoche. Right now, for your knowledge, he's presently in Nepal and he's doing very well. And I think around the 7th of this month, he's going to be off to Hong Kong. So please come forward one at a time to receive your pictures.
Thank you.
you, Lalapan.
Please dedicate all of the accumulated virtue of our efforts to listen to and receive the teachings to the benefit of all living beings.
Amen.